This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Foreign animal disease is an ever-present worry for livestock producers in the United States. Foreign animal disease prevention and mitigation measures have been implemented throughout the livestock industry to give producers a leg up in the fight against potential disease outbreaks. Although it has never been detected in the United States, African swine fever is a big concern for the hog industry, and any steps to prevent the disease entering the U.S. are welcome. One of the biggest projects in the fight against African swine fever has been the work on an ASF vaccine. Are we any closer to an effective ASF vaccine that can protect pigs from the disease? We will hear more from the National Pork Board Chief Veterinarian Dusty Otakovin next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
Dusty Otakovin is the chief veterinarian for the National Pork Board. Although there is not yet an approved and commercially available vaccine to fight African swine fever, he says that the United States leads the way in the work to develop a vaccine to fight ASF.
I would say the U.S. is leading the effort in vaccine development. Our scientists at Plum Island Animal Disease Center, both within USDA's Ag Research Service and partners that they work with, have created some novel vaccines. And the technology there is on par with other vaccine innovations that have occurred here recently.
He says trials are underway on vaccine technologies right now, but the data collection phase of the trials will be the next important step.
Some of those vaccine technologies have been licensed to other countries, such as in Vietnam, where there are ongoing trials to demonstrate the safety, efficacy, and use of that. And so we're still waiting for additional information to come back and really inform the science on that and show that it's safe and can be used effectively. Beyond that, the timeline as for when we might have an approved vaccine here in the U.S. is still a little unclear.
For more on this story, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.